We're learning Masechta Sivan Mistaf Yud Aleph Amin Aleph. The Gemara is going on the Machlokes Rishlokes and Rabbi Yochanan. When someone is Chelitz the Yavama, so him, the Chelitz and the Chalutza themselves are no longer do not have an Issa Kares. They just would have an Issa Vayiv and an Issa Lav. And the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rishlokes is, what about the brothers to the Chalutza? And what about the Chalitz and the brothers to the Tzaris? Rabbi Yochanan says nobody has an Issa Kares anymore. All of them just have an Issa of Layivna. And Rish Lakish says the Chalitz and the Chalutza don't have an Issa Kares, just Layivna. But the brothers to the Chalitz and the Tzaris, to all the brothers, including the Chalitz, have an Issa Kares. And we explained before in the previous year, we'll say Bekitz and Nimrats, that Taisus learns that really everyone should be Bukharis, because the Issa Shasach was only mutter for the Yibam, and when there's no matzav of Yibam, the Issa Shasach will come back. It's just the Torah said there's no Karis by saying La Yivna, and the Machlaikis is, does La Yivna apply specifically to the Chalitz and the Chalutza, or because of Shlichus of the Achim, La Yivna would apply equally to all the brothers and all the Tzaris? They're all part of the Chalitz and the Chalutza process. And we had the Rajman Nachman Malef that says that the Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan was that once a Shasach is mut, it's mut even up a Makam Yibam. And that's why there's no Karis anymore. And in Rish Lakish, that was the Shaila. If the Pshat was Rish Lakish, doesn't hold that way. And Rish Lakish holds it's only mut because of the Yibam, and the Chayilis and Chalutza need the Nituk that it's also Yivna. Or Rish Lakish agrees that it becomes mut even up a Makam Yibam. But once it's a Chalitza, or a Yibam l'mafreya, the Nefila was only for that Chalitz, only for that Isha, and only for that Ach. Not kind of sugi there. Now here, in order to answer a Braisa, the Gemara is Maisef a Gemaldega Chiddush. There's a Machlokes of Shimon in the Rabbanan by Eshesach Shalaya by Olamet. That let's say someone was married and had a brother, and he died, and then another brother was born. So the brother that was born cannot be miyabemir because he wasn't ba'ilam echad with the original husband. And even if another brother's miyabim and that brother died, the brother that wasn't ba'ilam with the first brother can't be miyabim. That's eshesach shleih ba'ilamai. That's like the Mishnah says, and he'll pant to the tzara as well. Reb Shimon ba'eshesach shleih ba'ilamai holds a chiddush that if the second brother was miyabim before the third brother was born, so then the Isser of the first brother is off, and you could be Miyabim. And here the Gemara is saying another Chiddush. And this is true both according to Rish Lakish and according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's Mavur in the Sugya, that if after the Chalitza and Kedushin of the Chalitz, another brother is born, just like Rabbi Shimon holds that after a Yibam, when another brother is born, then he does not have the problem of Eshesach HaShloya Ba'alamai, and he could be Miyamim. Here too, if after the Chalitza another brother is born, after Chalitza and the Kedushin, so there wouldn't be a din of that she's a Eshesach to all the other brothers, he was born later, and the male, he would have a din that he would need Chalitza. That's Mavur in the Sugya. Now there seems to be a Machlekes Rishayim, there is a Machlekes Rishayim, if he was born after the Chalitza and the Kedushin, or even if he was born after the Chalitza before the Kedushin. I say it's Reuven died. He has multiple brothers. Shimon was Chalitz, and Shimon was Mekadesh. And then afterwards, another brother was born. We'll call him Levi. There might have been the other brothers, but after his Levi was born. So in that case, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Yibim Vachach Neilad doesn't have an innovation, Sakshay Belamai. Who had then Chalitza and Kedusha Vachach Neilad? Would need Chalitza, wouldn't be Bekaris. But the Shaila is, what if there was Chalitza, and then Levi was born, and then Shimon was Mekadesher, and then Shimon died? Would he be Bekaris? I'll say Shashach Shalei B'lamai, like Neilad Vachach Yibim, he also the Levi that was before the Kedusha. But since it was after the Chalitza, that blames Yibim Vachach Neilad. Where's the Yibim here? Is the Yibim the Chalitza, or is the Yibim the Kedusha? Rashi here, the Ramaskal Mataritz Laresha the Braisa, he says, Ba'achem shenol b'lacha chalitza v'kidushin shel sheni. That sounds like you need the chalitza and the kedusha. And it brings Reb Shimon, the Yiv Musaif Neilad, Le'imahani nefilasim in Arishayin, Le'mehev l'veish yitzachem shloye b'ilamay. See here also, Zikachu nefila also le'a, Dahai ho'iluk shenol k'far kidshazet. Rashi says it's after the kedushin. He stresses it's after the kedushin. Teisa sosan afyunim in beis l'fisha'inim b'tzaris sarim. Also stresses it's after the kedushin. And the Rashi is very clear. The Teisa and Rashi are not mamish clear. They don't say clearly that you need it to be after the kedushin. They just smashman that way. But the Rashi says when he teaches the Gemara, Amdu achan echem min hanoyladim. He says kolay meshanol del achem isirishin. Actually, his v'kasheni. Lichnais ulakadsha, elay on the plum, that feel the nail the achar shecholatz laharishay. The naildim in question, the naildim were the ones that were born before the chalitza in the kedushin, and they are bekaris, even if the nailed after the rishon was cholatz. So if you shechalitza ain't a kinyan ala ptur, kedisa be yushalmi, ubein le rabban and bein le rab shimon, the benail besef yavam le plalig rab shimon. That's an interesting lashon in the Rashi. He explains why, because chalitza is not a kinyan, it's just a ptur. And he says, and Yerushalmi says this. I'm not sure what he means. What's it said, chalitza is a kinyan? Why do you need the Yerushalmi? Why b'chol is it a chiddush, chalitza is not a kinyan? I don't know clearly what he means. What's the havim in the chalitza should be a kinyan? But I'll go upon him. The Rashi is very clear that if Reuven dies, and Shimon is chalitz, and Levi is born, and then Shimon's mekadesh, it's bekaris. He would not need even a chalitza. The Ritva is mashma that the ik is the lay the acha chalitza, even if you know before the kedushin. And the Meiri says klar yesh mefarshim that way, and that's mashma the Ritva. So Rashi Taisus the mashma is Rashi very clearly that in order to be called, in order to have the head of yibim va'achach neilad, you need here the chalitza and the kedushin. And the Ritva, the mashma is, and the yesh mefarshim and the Meiri klar that no. From the chalitza alone, the chalitz of achach neilad, even before the kedushin, has the same mile of even achach neilad. So what's the story of some achleikis? Now we have to understand Rabbi Shimon a little better. It's a Gemara in Daf Chaf and Aleph that says the following, right? Rabbi Shimon says the reason why even achach neilad, he says it's not a problem of eishes ach shleib alamei, and he can actually do even in chalitza, is because hayalu bo matzah beheter, since when he was born, he found her beheter, he never was aiman on her shaks be'isr. So the Gemara asks, Elamayata, Achaisim Ima. Let's say his sister from his mother, Shanasa Acham Me'avim, that married the brother from his father, Achach Neilad Ach, and he was born later. There was a woman, we'll call her Rachel, that had a daughter. And there's a man, we'll call her Yaakov, that had a son. Yaakov and Rachel so far were unrelated. And Rachel's daughter married Yaakov's son. And subsequently, Yaakov married Rachel and had a boy. And this boy, his sister from the mother, is already married before he's born to his brother from the father. And then the brother from the father died. So why don't you say to Siabim, when he was born, the sister was already married to his brother. So the Gemara says, no, she is his sister. What's the difference if she was married before he was born? What happened to the Isra of Achaisai? So the Gemara says, that's the Gemara in Shakla Vitari there. How could you say the Achav Shleib Lami that married the second brother before he was born is Bo Matzah Beheter, if it was another relative like a sister that married his brother, Achaisai Me'ima, the man Achav Me'avim, before he was born, you can tell me it's mutter? No, because Isra Achaisai Leichan Azal. See here also, Isra Achav Shleib Lami Leichan Azal. How does it happen that if he married his brother before he was born, so that Isra goes off? So the Gemara answers, Hai Isur the less Leiteira, Hai Isur the Is Leiteira. Achaisai, there's no way to be matterit. But Eishes Achav is an Isra which has a heter. So what? So Rashi and Taisus have different ways of explaining the Gemara. Rashi says, Isra Achaisai less Leiteira. Avil Isra Eishes Ach Is Leiteira Kishayim Leibanim. There is a heter of Yibam by Eishes Ach. That Isra Eishesach was Paka Lagabe the Sheni. Vashlishi Mikayach Sheni Huba. That somehow if he was born after his brother was Miyamim, he's going to come mikayach his brother. Since that Isser, that she was married to Reuven, that Eshesach Gufa became mutter, was parka lagami his brother, and he was born after his brother was miyamim, so mameli he could benefit from that afkah too. He could come mikayach sheni and have yen afkah, even though for him it wouldn't be afkah, it's Eshesach Shleibel Amay. But when he was born after his brother was miyamim, he's bar matzah beheter, he gets that heter shlishi mikayach sheni uba. That's the lashon of Rashi. And Taisus is mashmi, doesn't have to come on to it. Taisus says, "Hai sur de islay atayra, the paki sur de eshesach, the achal azil akshem megarsha." That when someone's miyabim, the achal azil akshem megarsha, when he's miyabim, the isay eshesach is paka, because like we said before, kachal elisha, that even after he's megarsha and is no longer yibim, he can still return her. The chiyeka the pachal legal legabe biday. Just like it's pocket for him, it's also pocket for the brother that's born afterwards, and he's the Eshesach of Shehaya Ba'olamai. So Rabbi Chanan, in Kaivet Zayat Siman Beizah, he's Malam Esakasha. Rashi says that the heter goes to Aslishi Mikayach Sheini Huba. So here also you'll have this heter. The sheni, the chaylitz, even though it's not mutter, it's a lav, but al kabanim the eshesach is mutter. There's no kares. So for the brother that was chaylitz, he doesn't have an issa eshesach. It's a isura de islay atera for him. And Rashi says, and how about for his brother? Since his brother was born after he got married, so shlishi mikayach sheni humba. So that would apply in the case of chalitza as well. But Taisa says the heter is because the yibum is mafkiya the eshesach. Like the Gemara says, and you would think that he's megarisha, so now she's an eshesach shleimah kamitzvah, kamashmo, no. The isra eshesach is paka. And since it's paka for him, it's also paka for the brother hanoilat. So he says here, the chalitza doesn't do that. The chalitza is not mafkiya the eshesach. That's the yimum, and the yimum you say lachal elisha. You don't say it by chalitza. So Kaivet Zara says, so you have to say that Taisus also agrees with Rashi, that this is svara of shlishi mikayach sheni uba. Taisus must agree with that. So why did Taisus say another pshat that it was paka because he was miyabim, and they have megarish again mazir, the chayek of the paka gabi hai paka now gabi achanayla? He wants to have to come on to it. You don't have to come on to shlishi mikayach sheni uba. You have another svara. But really, Taisus also has to agree to shlishi mikayach sheni uba, because that's the only way to learn our Gemara. I think it's a plea. How could Taisus say we don't have to come on to Rashi's svara because I have my svara? Your svara that you're saying that since it's paka legabi him, it's paka legabi the achan eilin, the rabbanon don't hold that way. Only Rav Shimon holds that way. So how do you know it's a good svara? Maybe the rabbanon also don't hold that way. Mishlaim, if you hold, there's no good svara of shlishi mikayach sheni uba. So merely you're trying to find the svara. What do you mean, issa dislay atayr? That heter is only in regard to the oven. What about the achan eilad? So Taisa says, no, the yibum is mafki of the eshesach for him. So merely, who would him for the achan eilad? Not mitzvah shlishi mikayach sheni uba. And really, no one will hold the shlishi mikayach sheni uba. It's not a good svara. This is the svara of Shimon holds, and the rabbana don't hold of any svara. But if you're going to say Taisus also holds of the Svara Shlishi Mikayach Sheni Uba according to Rabbi Shimon, from our Gemara, so Mele Rabbi Shimon holds the Svara Shlishi Mikayach Sheni Uba, and the Rabbanan, they don't only mean the Svara. They don't hold the Svara Shlishi Mikayach Sheni Uba. They don't hold the Svara that the Paka Eshesach Lagabed Yavim should also be a Paka Lagabed Achan Eilat. So how do you know Rabbi Shimon holds that way? Maybe all Rabbi Shimon holds Shlishi Mikayach Sheni Uba. Chayz very shrei the Rav Chana. Mumlei dvarav, I would say that you do have that svara by chalitza. That's the point. Chalitza makes it that even though now there's no yibum, but there's exerus akasa by chalitza, that the chalitza is mafkia the kares al kabadim according to shlakish the gabi the chalitza and the chalitza. So you do have taisa svara by chalitza. But the svara is only legami the achan eilad. Whoever already has the isser eshesach, that's going to remain, even though it's going to be paka legami the yavam and the yavama. But the isser eshesach will not be paka legami whoever has the isser eshesach. And that's why neilad vakach yibein, even though it's paka, the guy by the yavam the yavama, but the ach that was neilin has a din of eishes ach shleiy be'lama. Not going to be paka legami him. It's only going to be paka legami somebody wasn't around until after it's paka. You come around after it's paka, so then you won't get the isser. So far, I want to tie it not like a bachan. There's a Rashi and a Taisis Tam by Yibim. Why does Yibim work? Rashi says Shlishi Mikach Sheni Uba. I'm going to be mad, but at a bissel. And Taisis says the Hafka, the guy by the Yavim, who within his Hafka, the guy by the Achan Ahilat. Here also, we'll have these two Tainim. By Cholatz V'Kitcha, it can work Mitzan that whoever is born later Shlishi Mikach Sheni Uba. That's Rashi's Tam. So just like the Sheni, Wos Eishes Ach, and only has a Layivna, so the one who's coming Mikaycha is being Miyam and him, doesn't have an Eishes Ach, but only have a Layivna, that's in Rashi. And the Taisis the site is, because since he was Mefkia the Eishes Ach, after the Chalitza there is no Eishes Ach, not Mitzadim, there is no Yivn, Stam there's no Eishes Ach, who are then that works the Gabi the Achanoilat? Now, Rabbi Chanan asks a Kasha. He's going with Shlishi Mikayach Shein Yuba. He says, why don't we say that even if you nail it before the Yibam? But Lamai said, you're coming Mikayach the Sheini. So what's the difference between nail it before the Yibam? Why don't you still say Shlishi Mikayach Shein Yuba? So after Rabbi Chanan, if you nail it before the Yibam, it's Nesra. Kevin Shinesra Shachas Nesra Leim Elamis. So Mel effect Rabbi Chanan, Ibezai, what's the pshat in Rashi, Taisus, and the Rashbi? Ask his Kasha. If the only reason why you don't say Shlishi Mikayach Sheini Uba by Neilin Kaidem Yim is because of Nesra, so Lechaya, anyone who's Neilin after Chalitza, there's no Nesra anymore. She's not a Yavam anymore. So why wouldn't the Chalitza alone be enough? And that's really what we said, is the sheet of the Ritva and the Eish Mepharshim of the Meiri. But we still have Shmei, the sheet of the Rashi, Rashi and Taisus, why would you need Kedushin? What Heter is Nisifai Dei the Kedushin? That has to be there before the later. And he binds with the Sarachim. Now there's a stipple in Simon Yud Beis that's Mayrich about this thing. And I'll say what I think, I'll say what I, the way I understand the stipple. And I want to be Mayrich a little bit to his words though. The stipple says like this. He wants to say the Machloik is here, whether you need the Kedushin, or whether the Chalitz alone is enough, is totally in another Machloik. Said before, Machloik is Rishonim. The Rashba Mem Aleph holds, that when you have a matzav of Yibam, there is no Eishes Ach. That's the aside. The matzav of Yibam, you don't need now that there should be a Yibam. It's not that when you have Yibam, there's no Eishes Ach. When you have an afil Yibam, there's no Eishes Ach. Akadekach, that even if there's no chi of Yibam at all, it's still mutter. And that's how we learned Hutcha Vanessa Vachaza Vahutcha. That the Isha that fell Yibam, her husband died without children. And then the Yavam went as Mekadosh, her sister. So first she was Hutra, and then the Yavam went as Mekadosh, her sister. She became an Akes Isha. She's Mufka from Yibam. And then her sister died. She doesn't go back to Yibam. Terecheh Adar Chinayim. But she's Mutter, because once you have the Din of Eishes Ach being Mutter, Mimafkia, it doesn't come back. There's no Din Yibam, but she's Mutter, even without a Din Yibam. But some Yishayim learn, no. When you have an Isha, that's Nifel Yibam, calls man, there's a Chi of Yibam, there's a Zikis Yibam, there's a Matzav of Yibam, then there's no Eishes Ach. But if there's ever no Matzav of Yibam, then it'll be Tzirik Chayzid, then of Eishes Ach. So he wants to say like this. The Ritva that says that the Chalitza alone is enough. He holds in the Filul Yibam, that Mesin there is an Eishes Ach. It's just the Matzav of Yibam that makes there's no Eishes Ach. But when you have the chalitza, according to Shlakish al Kapanim, Lagabi the Chalitz and the Chalutza, there you mafkir the Eishes Ach even when there's no Yibam. That's Gufa the Nituk of Layivne. Layivne tells you that once you're Chalitz, you can't be an Eishes Ach, even though now there's Bechlal no Yibam, but there's no occurrence of Eishes Ach. So what's mafkir the Eishes Ach? The chalitza. It's the same thing in the case by Eishes Ach or Shloi Beilamai. What's Mefkia the Eishes Ach? The Yibum. Come to Shimon and says, anyone who's born after it's Mufka, the case of Rav Shimon is when the Yibum is Mefkia the Eishes Ach. The case of Agamar, the Chalitz is Mefkia the Eishes Ach. but you're born after Nafka, so you don't get an Isser Eishes Ach. So then you wouldn't need the Kedusha. The Kedusha is not helping Nafka b'chol. It was already Mufka, the Eder Chalitza. So the site of the Yibein of Akach Neilev, as opposed to the Neilev of Akach Yibein, is you have to be born after Nafka. When's Nafka? The Chalitza. But Zakta Lefi the Rajba, Nafka was already. As right when there's an Ephilal Yibum, there's a total Afka. It's Mufka, period. So why do we need the Yibem Akach Neilad? The Neil of Akach Yibim also was Neilad before the Afka. The Tarot says the Afka only works for the Achim that were in the Matzav of Yibim. So they, for them it was Mufka even if there's no Yibim. But the Achim Shaloi HaYubay Lomai, there's no Afka for them. So what's the Pshat of Yibem Akach Neilad? The Afka was already. The Yibim doesn't make the Afka. The Afka was already. Elamai didn't work for the ones that are born later. So how come when they're born after the Yibim it works? The Teretz is, if she's already married to another brother, that's a different story. Then you don't have to reckon with the previous marriage. It's the marriage that does it, not the Afka that does it. Not that you were born after the Afka. You're anyway born after the Afka. You were born after the marriage. Ah, so here also, the chalitza is not the point. You have Afka even at the chalitza. I'll go upon them according to our Meichanan. The point is, if they're married, then you don't get the Yisrei Shesach from the first one if you're born after the marriage. That's how I understood the Seifla. But I want to be Meisif one Nakuda. I think it'll bring the hearers to the whole sugya. I think this is the Machlaikis Rashi and Taisa Nafkhaf. This is it. These are the two shittas. Taisus is very clear. The Yisrael of Yibam V'Akach Neilad means Yibam makes Afkar. And it's Afkar for him, it's Afkar for anyone who's Neilad afterwards. And why isn't it Afkar for the ones that are Neilad before? Because once it's Chal V'Yisr, it's not going to be Mufka for you. But if you were Bo Matzah Beheter, you came into the world after Afkar, it can't be Chal V'Yisr on you. And that applies to Eishes Ach Shloya Ba'olamai. When they have the etzim to be an Isser Eishes Ach for you, because there's no Yibam. But if there was already Afka of Yene Eishes Ach, I'll go upon him the Negeya to the Yavam. So Mela, you can no longer be Chal that Isser on you. So Mela, that's why it's Talin after Chalitza. Chalitza is Afka. And you have to say, L'chaya, that there was no Afka beforehand. Not like the Rashi Nafimal. That's the disciple's word. Beforehand, the Afka was midly totally in the Yibum. When you have the Afka, which is not totally in the Yibum, like a Yibum, which Megayish should begin in Machzira, and like a Chalitza, where even without any Yibum, there's no Karis of Eishesach. Yen Afka works, not for anyone who's already born, he'll remain with the Eishesach, but for anyone who's going to be born later. He's born after the Afka. Reb Shimon says the Svar about Matzah Beheter. But nothing to do with Shlishi Mikayach Sheini Huba. Mashiach in Rashi that says Shlishi Mikayach Sheini Huba, the Yisayda Dover is that of course not going to work Stamazai. But if he's already married and then you're born and you're going to take over his marriage, so then, and there was never an Isser on you while you were around that wasn't already, since he was married already to the Sheini, so the only Iss you have to reckon with is whatever's an Issa to the Sheni. Because you were born after he was married to the Sheni. And you're going to take over Yenna marriage. And that's the Svar Shlishi Mikayach Sheni Huba. Since you're taking over Yenna's marriage, and you were born after Yenna was already married, that makes it that you don't have to reckon with any Issa that was there before. So it has nothing to do with being born after Afgar. It has to do with being born after the marriage. I think it's Mamish Klar. Rashi that says the Svar Shlishi Mikayach Sheini Huba. The lashon of Rashi is, Aval Isser Eishesach Isli Hatta Kasheim Leibanim, Hilchel Kashemes Rishon Banim Paki Suri Legabe Sheini, and he doesn't say the Yibum is Mafkia. Kashemes Harishon Leibanim Paki Suri Legabe Sheini. Vinasa, and he married, Vashlishi Mikayach Sheini Ba. When was the Afka? When he died! Why do we need the Nisuin to come first? Because we don't say that the Shlishi doesn't have an Egin Isser He only has the Isser of the Sheni only when he was born after she was already married to the Sheni. What does Taisu say? The Paka Isser Shazach Diachal Achzir Lachashagirsha. The Paka was not like Rashi Kishanes. The Paka was Diachal Achzir Lachashagirsha, meaning when he's Miyabim. And you don't need Sushi Mekarek Sheni, you can't get the Paka Lagabi day. Paka Lagabi Achav Hanoilad. The Afka doesn't work for anyone who's already born. But for anyone born afterwards, he's born after an Afka. So it works. When's the Afka? By the Ibum. When's the Afka in Al-Gilar? By the Chalitza. That's the Ridva. So Taisis doesn't stim well as Shitase, because Taisis and Afka would be Mashmi. You won't need a Kedushin. I don't know. This is fair. The Al-Gabonim, I think it's Mefurish. And as far as like we said it, is it the Pshat that the site of Yimach Leilat is that when you're born after Hafka of Eshesach, even though it's not Mufka Lagabe brothers that are already born, but since you were born later and there was Hafka there, Lagabe somebody, so the Leilat you can't get the Yisrael Eshesach, so it's nothing to do with when he got married, as to whether the Hafka was. Or is it the Pshat that no? It's not the birth of Afka. Afka was already. Afka was when he died. The Rashi of Malif. It's already Mufka. But that doesn't work for Elohi Ba'ilamai. That only works for Yavam. So why does it work here? The Teretz says, if she's married to a brother, which Lagabe him was Mufka, and then you come and declare that brother, then it works. That's the Ba'al Matzah Behater. So if I had to hear you, would need the Kedushin. That's as far as the Machlokes.